Pilgrims bury their dead at first light to hide how weakened they've become. Because the land they've settled on is not empty. It belongs to the Wabanaki. An encounter between two worlds is about to shape the future of mankind. In New England, 50 pioneers prepare to fight for their lives.
Come on.
The future of a continent hangs in the balance. Not all are pilgrims. Among them, a soldier, Miles Standish. Brave, impulsive, the group's military commander.
Get up. Help over here.
There's somebody out there. Get the gate in place. Now. Ladies, get inside.
Welcome, Englishmen, welcome.
3,000 miles from home, the first Native American the pilgrims encounter greets them in their own language. Samoset, a Wabanaki chief. His English learned from earlier visitors to this coast.
If we think back to how fearful the English are of being here, here's what they might think is a sign from God. He actually speaks our language. It could have been a really violent encounter, and Samoset should get a lot more credit for kind of bringing things down a notch.